a woman called me and said, I got to have prayer for my pastor. I said, what's wrong with your pastor? She said, well, I can't tell you. I said, man, if you can't tell me what's wrong with him, I can't pray for him. I don't pray for people with shotgun blasts. Right. I pray specifically. Well, okay, if I got to tell you, said, my pastor is married and has three beautiful children. I said, okay, so something wrong with some of them? No. I said, well, then what do we need to pray for? She said, do I have to tell you? I said, well, if you want me to pray, you're going to have to tell me. She said, okay, my pastor has got an 18-year-old girl in the church pregnant. I said, what? Your pastor has been sleeping with an 18-year-old girl in the church and he's got her pregnant? She said, yes, and said, I want you to pray for them because the church must never find out what happened, because if they do, it'll cause a church split. I said, you know, y'all need a church split. And it needs to split with the pastor. He needs to go somewhere else. You know, he needs to do some. He needs to repent of his sins and stop sleeping around with these 18-year-old girls. Who knows if this guy's got one 18-year-old pregnant? Who knows how many of the rest of them he's messed with? That's not exactly what I call a man of God. That's one of those angels of light that come in among the people that pretend to be a man of God. He ain't a man of God. He ain't a man of God at all. So if the Spirit speaks to you about someone and say, be careful with that guy, and you come up and inquire, who are you? Well, I'm the pastor. Ooh, really be careful. Because you'll know them by their fruits, right? You'll know them by their fruits. So this is an extremely wonderful spirit to have, to be able to discern other spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. That's a wonderful gift to have too. That various kinds of tongues, it is amazing the number of people that I've seen that would go to a foreign country and speak to a group of people and didn't need a translator. They spoke in English, but the people understood them. Has that ever happened in the Bible? Of course it has. We see all kinds. I mean, they were amazed at the day of Pentecost. These guys are speaking in their, technically, their own tongues, as far as they knew. But everybody heard them in their own dialect. Wow. Now, what is impossible with God? That's absolutely right. We need to get off of this nonsense of, well, you know, maybe God can do that, maybe He can't. No, He can do anything. He can do anything. And then to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, sometimes when people speak in tongues, they may, in fact, I remember one of the best stories about tongues that I ever heard. And it was about the man that wrote the song Majesty, Jack Hayford. Jack said, I was on an airplane, I think from Seattle to Los Angeles or wherever he was going. And he said, I'm riding on there with an Indian businessman. And he said, this guy is a great big guy, and said he's a businessman, and he said he has the foulest mouth of anybody I'd ever heard. Just got on this, by me, and just cussing, doing all kinds of stuff. And he said, we were flying along there, and all of a sudden he said, what do you do? And he said, I'm a preacher. Oh, he said, you're a preacher. He said, well, I'm sorry, I use such bad language. He said, sir, it doesn't make any difference. God's with you all the time, wherever. You know, so he hears you all the time, so you don't have to apologize to me. Well, he said, I don't believe in that junk anyway. He said, what you preachers preach, I don't believe in that stuff. He said, well, sir, I'm sorry, but you know, it's real. He said, Jesus really loves you. He said, I don't believe that. So he said, I'm an Indian from Oklahoma, whatever. And he said, I just don't believe that. I heard that kind of nonsense, but I don't believe in this Jesus junk. So he said, we're flying along, all of a sudden, said, Jack said, the Lord spoke to me and said, speak to him in tongues. He said, I'm talking silently to God. I said, God, this guy already thinks I'm crazy. And if I speak to him in tongues, he's going to know I'm an idiot. Now, isn't that the way we rationalize things? See, why can't we just obey God when He tells us to do something? So he said, we fly alone a little while, and all of a sudden the Lord speaks to me again. He said, Jack, son, speak to him in tongues. He said, Lord, I can't do this. And so he said, just before we start, I said, we'd already started descent. We're getting ready to land. And the Lord said, son, are you going to obey me or are you going to disobey? He said, okay, Lord, okay, I'll do it. As I looked toward the man and said, sir, I want to tell you something. The God that I serve, Jesus Christ, he spoke to me right after we left and told me to say something to you. And he said, he told me to say something to you in a different language. And he said, so I'm going to say something to you in a different language. And so he said, I just opened my mouth and started talking. He said, as I finished, the guy just turned white and wilted. I said, something wrong? He said, yes. He said, he told him what tribe he was from in Oklahoma. And he said, you spoke to me in my own dialect, perfect. And you told me that Jesus really is real and that he loves me and he wants me to come into his kingdom and accept him right now as my Lord and Savior. Now that had an impact on that old boy. You know that? Now then, see, Jack, he said I couldn't go there thinking God would do something like this. I didn't dream that God would speak to him in his own Indian dialect, in a tongue that he could understand. Now how many of you know Jack Hayford? He's a great man of God. You know, he's on television and everything. He's a great man of God. And he wrote that song, Majesty. You know, it's a beautiful song. I love it. And he's a great man of God. But see, he's just a man, just like you and me. God tells him to do something, he has a problem with it. Now, how many times in my life has God told me to do something? I had a problem with it. Several. You know, but every time I've obeyed him, I got to see his glory. Jack finally obeyed God, and he got to see his glory. I heard him tell that on television years ago. I thought, man, that's a great testimony. I'll remember that. But see, he had given him a gift of tongues. And that day, when Jack opened his mouth, he spoke in a tongue that he didn't even know what he was. Had no idea what he said. But that Indian man knew what he said. And then to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, sometimes God will move on the heart of someone, and someone will just stand up and give a talk in tongues, and then they'll just sit down. Now, if what they really did was of God, there will be somebody else stand up, somebody else, and say, you know, this is what they just said. Now then, I saw a man put that to the test one time too. I think about Joseph. He speaks Hebrew. So he stands up and gives a speech in Hebrew. Now, he knows what he said in Hebrew because he speaks Hebrew. But another man stood over here, or a woman, or what it was, and said, this is what they said. And when they got through, he said, that's not what I said at all. So see, if you get up to do something, you make sure it's from God. That way you won't be made a fool of yourself. If he stands up and gives a talk in Hebrew, and Debbie gets up and says, well, this is what he said, if he spoke in Hebrew, she'll know exactly what he said. She may not know a word of Hebrew, but if she got that message from God, there'll never be a fallacy in the interpretation between what he said and what she said, as long as the two agree. That's like this Baptist preacher that I know of. He didn't believe in tongues. There was a little church of 10 or 15 people just up the street, and they did believe in tongues. And so nobody up there knew him. He didn't know none of the people. He knew none of the people knew him. So one Wednesday night, they didn't have service. And so he went down there, put his old blue jeans on, and went down there and walked into service. And they welcomed him in because he looked just like everybody else. You know, no suit, no tie, no nothing, just plain old plain Jane guy. He walks and sat down. He said, this little guy, said about 15 people there. He said, the little guy's up here leading a little Bible study. And all of a sudden he says, you know, I don't know why, but the Lord just spoke to me and told me to give you a message in tongues. Now, see, this Baptist preacher said, I went up there, I heard they did speak in tongues. I want to find out if there is such a thing as tongues. He said, I don't believe in it. So he comes up there, and he's sitting out there, and this little guy said, you know, folks, I don't know why God told me to do this, but he's been putting it on my heart to speak a message in tongues. So he said, I don't know what this is all about, but he said, I'm going to have to be obedient. So he gives a little talk in tongues. He said, okay, I don't know what I said, but anyway, that's what God told me to do. So he said, back to Bible study. This Baptist preacher stood up and he said, sir, can I say something? He said, sure. He said, I'm a Baptist preacher from up the street. I didn't believe in tongues. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going down there tonight. If this tongues business is really real, I want you to prove to me somehow that it's real. And he said, I was in the mission field as a Southern Baptist preacher for 30 years, and I learned to speak Swahili perfect. And he said, you just told me exactly what I needed to hear in Swahili. You told me that tongues is real and that I am a Baptist preacher and that God loves me even though I don't have that gift. You think that won't have an impact on you? Now, isn't it amazing what God can do and how He can deal with people through His gifts? Don't we love the God we serve? Isn't He awesome? Okay, that's we got all of those gifts. We're down through 11. What's number 11? Now, let's look at that. But all these gifts work that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He wills. So if you want these gifts to be manifest in your life, how would be the or what would be the best thing to do? Get on your face before God and say, Lord, these 9 wonderful gifts, I really want to be a little pig about this. I want them all. I just don't want one of them. I want to really be not just a pig. I want to be a hog. I want to eat them all. Don't you? Don't you want all these gifts? They're ours. They're all there. But Lord, use me this week to manifest these gifts. Give me every one of these gifts at one time or another so that whenever I run down the street, if I see somebody that needs to be healed, I can just walk by and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be like the lady at the airport. How many of you ever heard of this lady? What's Miss Hunter's name? Frances Hunter. Miss Frances Hunter. Her and her husband Frank have a tremendous healing ministry. I think she's about 90-something years old today. But she, years ago, she said, I was running through an airport. I think it was in Kentucky or somewhere. And she said, I'm trying to catch planes and not enough time. So she said, I'm running to get to this other plane. And there's a lady or a man coming down the hallway in a wheelchair. And as I'm approaching him, the Lord said, if you'll lay hands on him, I'll heal him. She said, Lord, I ain't got time.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.